Hello and welcome to The Authority of Love. I'm your host, Greg Williams, and joined again with our co-host, Adia Wushner. Thank you, Adia.
Thank you, Greg.
Here we go. Wednesday for women.
It is.
Yeah. And by the way, we have said this before, but we're going to be developing some more of these issues and principles and things with regard to women once the legislature is over,
right? Yes, we'll go in a little bit deeper. Hopefully, women will join with us and weekly topics or monthly topics that we go deeper into and more discussions, especially that are important to women around the Commonwealth.
Yeah, and we won't exclude men. The idea here is that we enhance both, but there are issues that specifically affect women, and in some way they affect men, but we want to be able to share that, and Adia is an expert on all these things, so you're going to hear more about that, and I'm going to learn along with you. So, Adia, you have a prayer that you want to share once again?
Well,
let's begin with that, and then we'll move forward.
Using the little prayer book every week, and so I want to begin just with the Psalms 139. You know, my frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Gracious Father, we pray and acknowledge the sanctity of life bestowed upon each of us. Let us see in the tiniest, most vulnerable, most helpless human beings precisely this, because they are the ones who need to be loved. We pray the small pro-life prayer that it may echo off the pages of the pro-life book. It will be echo in our hearts. Commit to us that we are cherished and protect and honor the precious gift of life. Guide us in our reflections that we may be advocates for the vulnerable, for the infirm, for the dying, and serve as champions of your divine creation. Amen.
Yeah, so great. We all love, I mean, that's the mantra of the pro-life movement is the Psalm 139, 13, and 14,
yes.
Because with God, it doesn't even start with conception. It started before.
Yes.
I knew you before I even formed you in the womb. Even before you were conceived, I knew it was going to happen. And so as believers in Christ and God our Father, we need to take that seriously. And we do. We do. We want to help others understand it. So that's some of the things we'll be talking about as well.
And sometimes we get lost in that. We just, you know, it's we just have to take that pause and think, who are we?
Yeah.
And who is this Father that knew us and loved us before we were born into this world?
Yeah. He has a great purpose.
Yes.
We know Ephesians 2:10, we're His workmanship recreated in Christ to do the good works He prepared long before we were born, before all of that. So an encouraging reminder, and then we're going to jump into some things. 670 days since Roe v. Wade was overturned.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. And 617 days since the last legal abortion that
here
we know about.
In the Commonwealth of Kentucky,
right. So thank you for your work on that over the years.
And thank everyone, Kentucky Right to Life, across this Commonwealth, the prayerful, the faithful, those that are listening today.
And across the country.
Yes.
Because that was a landmark.
Been on their knees, advocated, worked, and to get to the point we are.
Well, and Adia,
I want to ask the listeners to pray for those women right now that are still so confused. They are getting things in the mail, on their email, on their TikToks, on their Facebook. Young girls every day pulling them across the river into other states, especially into Illinois, when they're all of a sudden they find themselves faced with unplanned pregnancy. And so the enemy of life is just after them at every moment.
Yeah. And Adia, I've said this before on my program, personally in the ministry, and I think with your friend and mine, David Walls with Family Foundation, I want to say it here. I hope we don't wait 50 years to take a stand on God's plan for marriage. Because look at the devastation that happened over the 50 years. Thanks for all those who prayed and battled. But we should learn from that. And we should stand strong in that area as well. That's another topic,
we watched that. You know, Kentucky had a constitutional marriage amendment.
Yes,
and it was, you know, when I was first in general assembly, some of the legislators would say that for a long time we just couldn't get some bills done. And they would say that was the last time we felt relevant. We made that stance with the Commonwealth of Kentucky. And of course, that constitutional amendment in Kentucky was overturned.
Yeah, and wrongly.
And now we seem to be on this quickly trajectory of so much confusion right now. And I know we'll talk
about
that.
Which is what it leads to, right. So we do have a few things that tie all this together. Candidate and former President Trump came out with an announcement, if you want to share with our listeners, what he said about, in particular, abortion.
Yes, he said he was coming forth with a statement, and we've heard him kind of say different things, and while he was running, and I had said to people, because the media started contacting me, and I said, well, let's think, you know, most what people will do is predicated on what they've done before.
Right.
And so I said, let's think about what he's done here when he was president before. You know, he was as bold as you could be on life.
He was
joined with, right, of course, the Senate in making in these judicial appointments, cut off the flow of funding yes, that was going to Planned Parenthood.
Supreme Court nominees.
Yes, wow. The Supreme Court. Yeah. But when he made his statement, he basically said it was what Dobbs said. It's a state issue.
Which is the law of the land right now, right?
Yes.
With Dobbs' statement.
Whether we like what's going on in another state or whether they like what's going on in our state, it is a state's rights issue, and that's what's always been argued. Yeah. And he reaffirmed that it really is a state's rights issue. And I think that was the major piece of his statement. It was bold. Yeah. It was correct. Some people said, well, he should have given 16 weeks or 12 weeks or this or... Or
no weeks or 20 or whatever, right?
But he didn't give a litmus test. You know, we'd all like...
probably more to come on that, right? We probably will hear something more at some point.
But again, reminding us that, you know, whether we like what states like California are doing or New York, who have long not... You know, many states that have long not or even reported the number of abortions will never know the lives that are lost there.
Yeah.
But he just reminded it's a state's issue, and that's where we have to fight and continue to fight, because there is a tsunami coming. We think Dobbs was the end. It was really just the beginning. It really is. There's a tsunami of work to be done on pro-life, on the beginning of life, on the end of life. Mm-hmm. This assisted suicide, it's picking up trajectory across states. We had bills filed here this session. Those did not pass.
Yes.
But we're expanding assisted suicide.
They keep pushing. They keep pushing.
And they're going, the darkness is always going to push the enemy of life on all sides.
And the light must stand firm.
Yes.
To shine. And that light literally is the truth, as we call it, God's word. And we believe that. So that's just some update on that. There's going to be a lot more coming with that. Also, we've got in 6 weeks, we're in the veto period. Let's go back to that, right?
Where
veto
are we right now here in Kentucky?
Right, right.
The General Assembly has just had their long session, 58 days. They've been there working. You know, the major piece they have to do, of course, is the budget. There's been over 1,000 bills were filed. They should not all make it through. That would be and a lot of bills that we want
to... yeah, that'd be a lot.
Well, a lot of bills that we wanted are not going to make it. We continue to work. We've prevented some things from happening. I mean, we have to talk about, there was a push to have extreme exceptions. There was a bill filed to restore abortion across the board, abortion up to the time of delivery. There was a push for us to change the word from baby and infant. So those things didn't happen. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we take our
small
win
victories, yes,
in what we
take
prevent
them.
From happening.
Big outcomes, because they spare a lot. So it's in the governor's hands until tomorrow, right?
Right. He has all the bills that have passed so far. He has those 10 days to veto, and he can
or
veto,
sign or write,
right, or let, or just let, if he just lets it pass into law without a signature.
Right.
So he can sign it, let it pass into law, or he can exercise. You know, I was telling people to pray for the wisdom as he exercises or doesn't exercise his veto pen, and he can wipe out a whole bill, or he can line item. We have line item veto in the state.
Okay.
So he's been kind of doing some work there. We'll see what that looks like. Then what happens this Thursday, or this Friday, let's see. Friday, the General Assembly will return.
Yes.
And they'll have 2 days. They're called concurrence and override days. So they'll concur with what he did or with some other bills going back and forth. And then they can also go in and override vetoes. And there sometimes there's a few more bills that pass.
Right. Okay, so that's what's going on now and over the next few days to wrap up this session. We've been talking about it.
Monday will be their last day.
They
have to complete that by midnight on Monday. The gavel falls, and then it's called sine die.
You've mentioned that a few times.
It's a funny word.
It is. It's probably Latin, right?
It is. I first was elected, I thought they were saying sign and die.
Sign and die. In some cases, people may think that, right? So another thing that's coming up soon, as a matter of fact, it's 6 weeks, is the primaries.
Primary election.
Right, the primary election.
Every state has their, you know, we're not all aligned across the country.
Right,
you'll hear some have them later in the year.
Right.
But the filing deadline, of course, was in January. So everybody that's going to run, there is an opening for independents to file later. Especially for your Democrats or Republicans, they file their, are some races, they're not going to have a race until November.
Right.
That's called the general. Some, you've got a Republican and a Democrat. Some have won their race because they don't have any opposition. Yeah, yeah. I've been there a couple times.
And that was nice. That felt good, didn't it? A lot of pressure off
of you. Then you got to help everyone. But we do have some races that are going to be primary.
And we'll talk about those more as we get closer. Right? But we do. You all endorse candidates, right?
We do. Right. And so what happens is if people want to know how we do that process, there is a, separate from Kentucky Right to Life and the Ed Foundation, there's a Kentucky Right to Life Victory Pack. Okay. It's a 527, legally separated, but so they look at the history of the candidates, if they've been elected before, they're voting. It also has a questionnaire that they've been putting out for over 50 years. Which all the candidates love.
Facetious right there. Okay.
It used to be you waited. When am I going to get that? Because you wanted that endorsement. You wanted that. If you were a pro-life and life value.
And you wanted your constituents to know.
And you wanted them to know where you stood and that you were endorsed on those issues. So people who, if they just want to see out of curiosity what that looks like, they can visit the Kentucky KY Right to Life Victory Pack, PAC.org website. And they can kind of see later when they do the endorsements, they'll be posted there.
Okay. And that is KY Right to Life Victory Pack, PAC.
Yes, .org.
.org. Okay, so go there to find out more on that. I do want to mention this. By the way, primary is May 21st, so be praying about that and get out and vote. Continued prayers, and we're not going to talk about this much because I want you to finish on a really high note here because you got something special. SCOTUS has a case on the emergency contraceptives, and we've been praying for that to be signed up. And then this EMTALA case on trying to use federal funds, right?
Yes. No one's really heard a lot about that. That's going to come up a little bit later in the month.
Right.
And they'll be hearing that case. And that law has been in place for a long time, but there's always that push that we've seen where they want hospitals, if you receive Medicare, you feel
federal funds, right.
And that they're required to do abortions. Yeah. Now, what happens is in an emergency situation, no hospital, you're required to treat someone in an emergency situation. But you're also, if you don't perform abortions, what they've typically done, if it is unless it's very threatening the life of the mother, they would stabilize that woman and then send her to another facility that would apply that care properly.
So this would even force
emergency rooms in hospitals, maybe for their religious or faith reasons, or states like ours that we're not performing abortions again. Unless the life of the mother. So it can be quite confusing.
Yeah. Well, and so be praying. The reason I mentioned those, be praying about it. And I want to close with this, Adia. You guys have got this wonderful program that you do, Kentucky Right to Life Scholarships.
Yes.
Close out our program today sharing what that's
Please
about.
Please visit our website, call our office, visit our website.
KY Right to Life, right?
KYRightToLife.org.
Right, right.
And so please visit that for high school seniors across the Commonwealth. It is a $1,000 scholarship opportunity. They can do an essay. We kind of sketch out the what we call the cases. We've given them a couple of cases. Or they can do a video, a 30-second to 2-minute video. And these kids are wonderful. But everything is on the website or call our office. They'll send things out. But if you have if you're a parent, a teacher, a principal, a grandparent, again, unrestricted dollar means that they can use this for their books, for their transportation, for their food.
Any part of it. Yes. Right. And how many of those do you all give?
We're offering 10 this year.
10 of them. Great. And they'll probably continue to grow. Lord willing, we're going to continue to do that.
Right? I want to say too, in the state, they have some of our chapters have separate
Wonderful. So look there. Yes, Northern Kentucky, Central Kentucky, Western, all of those, right? Okay. Well, wanted you to hear that because that's a wonderful program that can help students, especially pro-life students, and we need more and more of those. So, Adia, thanks for joining me again.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you all for joining us. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks always to the Lord. Make it a great day in the love and lordship of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Stay tuned at 12:45 for my good friend, Greg Horn, and Hope is here. I'm Greg Williams with Adia Wushner, and you're listening to The Authority of Love.